Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
And good morning. Just had a little bit of proof that there is no genre that we won't touch musically to
I
get a
musical. I feel like I'm in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Well, I hope we don't have the same outcome as a few
exactly.
of those. That would not be such a good thing. But we hope that there will be some better outcomes for Hawaii, economically speaking. And you know that for decades now, we've heard that Hawaii is well poised to be a base of technological innovation. But is it? Within the context of innovation clusters, those who advocate for greater resources and attention to Hawaii say it's now at a crossroads. This week, UC Berkeley economics professor Enrico Moretti will talk to elected officials and students about what he sees in our state's future as a creative industries hub. But first, he joins us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
You talk a lot about brain hubs and innovation clusters. How would you put Hawaii into that context?
Well, when you look at the economic performance of American cities and states, you see enormous variation in that context. Some cities and some states have a very high penetration of innovation and highly educated workers. Others have a very little penetration. And in the first group, you know, there are cities like San Francisco, San Jose, Seattle, Austin, Raleigh, Durham, Boston. I would say that Hawaii is in the middle of these two extremes. It has good fundamentals, but it doesn't really have developed a world-class innovation cluster just yet.
So we really are at that point where we either kind of fish or cut bait. We either go for it or kind of be content to be in the middle?
I think you are. I mean, historically, Hawaii has relied on tourism and construction as main engine of economic growth and job creation. But if you look forward, probably those two industries are unlikely to continue providing the same rate of economic growth and job creation and wage creation as in the past. And I think that when you look at the experience of other American cities, the importance of innovation and a highly skilled labor force comes across as the key determining factor for future growth.
When you talk about highly skilled or a highly skilled labor force, are you speaking only of the tech industry? Because we've seen that tech seems now to be so pervasive. It runs through so many industries. Are you really saying that we're looking for highly skilled workers throughout many industries and that tech just happens to be a big component of it?
Yeah, I think innovation is much much broader than tech. In a place, you know, where I live, which is the San Francisco Bay Area, innovation equals tech. But there are other experiences. For example, if you look at Boston or Raleigh-Durham, their innovation is more to do with life science than tech. If you look at L.A., innovation has a lot to do with entertainment and design. So each city and each state have to create their own version of innovation. What all these sectors have in common is the fact that they make something that is unique. It's a product or a service that is unique and is new, and it cannot be outsourced very easily in the short run. And therefore, it provides a good source of job creation.
In Hawaii, we think that what is unique about us is our geography, is the beauty that surrounds us, is the people, that all these things, that's what makes us unique. But in terms of innovation and an innovation hub, where do you see Hawaii having something that is equally as unique?
Well, I think that natural amenities are part of the answer, but not the entire answer. You know, across the United States, you see a lot of cities and a lot of states that have beautiful amenities, maybe not as beautiful as Hawaii. Nobody get close to that, but you see a lot of cities and states that have beautiful amenities, but really struggle at creating a self-sustaining private sector innovation hub. So I think you are. I think that it helps a lot to have good amenities, and it helps a lot to have the type of world-class natural amenities that Hawaii has, but it's just part of the answer. The other part of the answer has to do with education of the workforce, and at all levels, especially at the higher level. So we're talking about the you know, workers with master degrees or college degrees or associate degrees. When you look at the experience of American cities over the past 10 years, those who have done the best in this bracket are the ones that have the largest share of workers with a college degree or a master degree in the workforce. And I think that's one place where Hawaii can really be successful, because a lot of these people really would like to be located in a beautiful place like Hawaii.
So you're advocating that we have to put more attention into post-secondary school?
Yes, absolutely. Post-secondary school, as well as the connection between high school and college, which is the community college. That's also a very important driver of worker skills. So, and that's a very there's mounting economic research that shows that the economic return on investing on public education at that level, so community college and at the college level, has enormous economic benefit for the community.
Well, that seems to be, you know, reasonably intuitive, but specifically as you view Hawaii and what you say is unique about Hawaii and the fact that we're sort of poised between, you know, sort of being a center of innovation, yet not quite, but we've got a lot of the good, you know, bones to be there. What do you think we need to do specifically with our educational system that would support the kind of jobs that you talk about that are going to be so meaningful in the coming decades?
I think that there is mounting evidence from research that states that invest in the skills of their labor force and the workers tend to have faster economic growth in the long run. So this is the type of investment that pays for itself. The type of investment that that in the long run actually doesn't cost taxpayer money, because it the benefits vastly exceed the cost. So that's one part of the equation, is how many workers have those skills. The other part is how to attract employers who are going to be employing these workers. There, really, as I said, there's no one single recipe. I don't think you want to look at Silicon Valley and say, well, I'm going to copy Silicon Valley and reproduce it in Honolulu.
No, that's why I'm asking you what you think that Honolulu, what you think Honolulu or Hawaii in general should be doing that might be different from those other cities that you've been talking about.
Well, for example, I'm always hesitant when cities and states come to me and they ask me what sector should we build, because as I said, the answer is not a single one for every state. It really depends on the condition on the ground. But I would say that historically, you have a presence, for example, of research in the connected with the agricultural sector. That's only part of the innovation sector. That's only part of a sector that will probably keep growing in the future. We keep generating good jobs. That's one example. Design of whether it's high-end design or design of sport equipment, that's also part of the innovation sector. It's something that generates a product that is unique and new, and that you also have the advantage that a lot of people associate Hawaii with a very very positive image of Hawaii. So I think a design in Hawaii would be a very good competitor with the design in California that Apple had for many decades. So you have many competitive advantages, and I think what you have to do is to build on those, as well as expand the supply of highly skilled workers in the state.
Giving new meaning to what it means to be made in Hawaii. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Enrico Moretti is professor of economics at the University of California, Berkeley. He's a visiting scholar at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco and a consultant to the World Bank. His research has been featured in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, and CNN. The New Geography of Jobs is his most recent book. He'll be speaking about growing Hawaii's innovation economy at ProtoHub, Honolulu on Thursday. This is The Conversation on Statewide, member-supported HPR2. It's now coming up to 8:15. Later in the show, the mysteries of the box jellyfish explored in an award-winning student video. But first, here's your backyard quiz.
Unihoa, Ulehua, Unihau, Ukawa, Oahu, Umuloka, Ulana, Umau, Ukahola, Ohamai.